Wednesday morning, Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan has her last hearing before her case potentially goes to trial. Dugan was indicted in May in federal court for allegedly helping an immigrant evade ICE. The case against Dugan has become a flashpoint in President Donald Trump's sweeping immigration crackdown. In recent days, federal prosecutors have said they're offering Dugan plea deals. She can accept a plea deal all the way up to the day of the trial. Lawyers for Dugan say their client is innocent and will be going to trial next month. To find out more, WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with Wisconsin criminal defense attorney Tony Cotton. He is not involved in the case.
So, to remind people about this case, prosecutors say Judge Dugan escorted 31-year-old Eduardo Flores Ruiz and his lawyer out of her courtroom through a back door in April after she learned that ICE agents had arrived to arrest him. Judge Dugan was indicted in May by a federal grand jury on charges of obstruction, a misdemeanor, and concealing an individual to prevent arrest, a felony. Okay, so first I just want to know, big picture, what do you see as the strengths and weaknesses of the government's case against her?
The video is the strongest piece of evidence that the government has. The weakness is clearly not knowing what's in a person's head. It's as simple as that. The strength of the government's case comes from the video that demonstrates exactly what she did in the hallway. It's a very clear video. You can see exactly what Judge Dugan did. The difficulty the government is going to have is getting a jury, if we think about that, getting a jury to get inside Judge Dugan's head and reach a conclusion about what her intent was. It's always difficult to get, as a prosecutor, it's always difficult to get a jury to understand what a defendant's intent is if they haven't said it.
And how does intent play into the conviction of her?
Because a person has to intend to obstruct the police or law enforcement. And in one of the elements of the crime for the other count is that she has to intend to conceal a person from arrest. So her intent is what the entire case will come down to.
And Dugan has argued that she has done nothing wrong, she did nothing wrong, and that she has complete authority over movement in her courtroom. What do you see as the strengths and weaknesses of her case?
I think she has another very strong argument that I've seen her attorneys try to advance, which is a public authority argument, essentially that Judge Dugan was following Chief Judge orders on, and I don't know if it's true or not that there was such an order, but essentially she's been claiming that what she was doing was simply following the protocol that had been set forth by the judiciary in Milwaukee County.
And how would that play into defending herself?
Yeah, because if she is, because it goes right to the heart of the intent. If what she was doing was explaining to the agents that there's a different protocol that needs to be followed, and she was permitting the immigrant to use a different door, not to obstruct the police, but to reduce the confrontation in the courtroom, then it would bear on what her intent was. So I think that's why she's trying to advance that argument, is to say, hey, look, there was some sort of directive that was in place. Judges were told A, B, and C. I was simply approaching these agents to explain to them that there's a different way of going about this. My goal here was not to prevent the immigrant from being apprehended.
Former Wisconsin Attorney General and State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel was recently appointed as U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. That's who's prosecuting the case against Dugan. Do you think he's likely taking orders from top officials at the U.S. Department of Justice on how to handle negotiations in this case? And how could that impact a possible resolution?
That's a really, really fascinating question that I just don't know the answer to. I've never been a prosecutor. Obviously, U.S. attorneys on a local level act at the will of the president. They're appointed that way. So certainly to some degree, there are marching orders that are always given from higher up. In a case like this, there will be, I have no doubt, close attention paid to it by Mr. Schimmel's supervisors within the Department of Justice. But I couldn't tell you what they've said to him or how they're influencing him.
That was Wisconsin criminal defense attorney Tony Cotton speaking to WUWM's Mayan Silver about the federal case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan. Cotton is not involved in the case.